Welcome to Underdog Stuff. It's the intersection of pop culture and personal growth. And always every week, we give you underdogs' perspectives on what's going on in the news and the culture from all the angles. The unavoidable, the unpredictable, the unconventional, the unbelievable, the unsaid. You know, Underdog Stuff. And to take you on that journey every week, you have your host, Gregory Neesmith, entrepreneur, and into all things Underdog Stuff, out here exploring how we find ways to keep coming up and coming back. And with that, I'm joined in studio by intern producer extraordinaire Terry Lynn Crawford, a.k.a. TLC. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's, you know, this is one of the things I look forward to every week.
Yes.
My happy place being here on the radio with the WHCR 90.3 FM listeners in Harlem and folks listening around the world every Sunday noon to 1 p.m. Appreciate y'all. With that, it is episode 99.
I ain't passed the ball, but I know a little bit enough that you want to legally search my we'll see how smart you are when the K-9 comes.
I got 99 problems, but a podcast ain't one. 99 times we've done this. Appreciate everybody who's gone on the journey. Episode 99 is called Starts, Stops, and Pivots, Part 2. Part 2, because last week was Part 1. We had the owners of Unorthodox on here to talk about their entrepreneur journey. And there's a lot of underdogs who got side hustles that they want to turn into main hustles and big-time businesses. So Part 1 was talking business with Al and Maria last week of Unorthodox. And this week, we're going to have a special guest, Dustin Odell, founder of Eavesdrop, and he's going to stop by to talk about the hustle, the grind, and the fun of startup life. Eavesdrop is a social music app, and we're going to talk tech, we're going to talk startups, we're going to talk music, and that will happen in the Underdog Spotlight today. Also, we're going to get into the Un of the Week, which is, this week the Un stands for Unlearning Undergrad, because on Thursday, I started back at school in Philadelphia at the Wharton School of Business at the University of Pennsylvania to go finish my undergrad degree. So we're going to talk about something that I unlearned this week that happened. And I may share about that throughout the coming weeks and months, but it's really on my mind. So I want to talk about that in the week. And then, of course, we kick off every show with the unavoidable news. And there's a lot of unavoidable news. There's shutdowns. There's gossip. There's marches. There's a whole bunch of stuff. And we're going to get into that. Terry Lynn, are you ready to get into the unavoidable news of the week?
Yes. Are you?
I'm ready. Did you hear that there's a government shutdown?
I heard about that, yes.
Yeah, your man's and them was out here talking again about stuff, and this is what he had to say.
Our immigration system should be the subject of pride, not a source of shame, as it is all over the world. Our immigration system should be the envy of the world, not a symbol of disunity and dysfunction. The good news is these problems can all be solved, but only if we have the political courage to do what is just and what is right. Both sides in Washington must simply come together, listen to each other, put down their armor, build trust, reach across the aisle, and find solutions.
That was Donald Trump, I think, attempting to make a deal, kind of, sort of, maybe. Let me know, Underdogs. Did he sound like a guy you want to make a deal with? He is known as the guy who is the art of the deal, but seems like he can't get one going. With that, supposedly he offered to extend the DACA program and protections for some folks under another program called TPS for at least another 3 years. And he said that he would allocate about $800 million for drug detection technology, and he would help secure some of the ports of entry. And, of course, he wants to get his wall and all of that. I don't know what's going to happen, Underdogs. I'll be honest. It's, to me, disgraceful that it's gone on this long, because the politics that are being played by maybe about, you know, 500 people in our country, right, the 400-something House of Representatives, the 100 senators, and then a couple folks in the executive branch. Those 500, 600 people have caused over 800,000 of us to go without paychecks and to potentially be struggling as they start off the new year, as a lot of us, as we know, live check to check. So we'll keep our eyes on it. I hope it ends quickly, if nothing else, so that folks can get back to work and get back to taking care of themselves and their families. And it also reminds me again, we got to get our side hustles together. We got to get our multiple streams of incomes going. And if we can't get all that going, we still got to start being nicer to people so that if trouble does come, maybe somebody will help us out in our time of need. With that, Underdogs, let me know, what side hustle are you working on for 2019? And the cool thing is, if you're trying to turn that side hustle into a business, into a company, something profitable, we'll talk with someone who's doing that right now in Dustin Odell later in the show, as he is taking his company from idea to launch in a little over 2 years now. So we'll talk about that later in the show. With that, the Dems are saying they're not into this thing and they're not going to agree to a deal. So this thing could go on for a little while. All right. The other unavoidable news story of the week. You ever heard the saying, speaking of New Edition, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, Ralph, and Johnny too? You heard that saying?
Yep.
Or is that before your time, Terry Lane?
No, I know about New Edition.
You know about New Edition?
I know about New Edition.
You know about New Edition from me singing the telephone number. Do you know New Edition, though?
I know New Edition.
Name two members of New Edition.
Okay, we have... No. We have Ralph. Ralph is one of them.
Ralph Nader?
No. Don't try and play me. And Bobby Brown was another one.
Okay, that was...
Before he left.
I know, but you didn't even... Okay, very... All right. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky... So, Underdog, stop talking to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, Ralph, and Johnny, too, when you should be talking to Robert. And what do I mean by you should be talking to Robert? I'm talking about this.
BuzzFeed, peace, and maybe equally as bad, the coverage of the BuzzFeed phony story. It was a total phony story. And I appreciate the special counsel coming out with a statement last night. I think it was very appropriate that they did so. I very much appreciate that. I think that the BuzzFeed piece was a disgrace to our country.
I don't know if you heard, Underdogs, but near the tail end of the week, Democrats started getting fantasies of impeachment because supposedly there was reports by a news organization, and I don't know if I should call them a news organization, but an organization called BuzzFeed, and they came out with a report that said supposedly Donald Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about some stuff they were doing in Russia. Underdogs! What can we learn from this? You know what we can learn from this? Stop talking to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike, and Ralph, and Johnny, too, when you should be talking to Robert. And by who I mean, Robert Mueller. I see this happen all the time. Terry Lynn, somebody's talking about something, or there's an issue between you and somebody else, and you go to everybody but the person who has the answers. Everybody but who you have the issues with. Underdog, especially if you lean to the left, chill out. Just wait for Robert Mueller to announce his report, and then we'll go from there. Otherwise, you're spinning your wheels, gossiping and hoping and getting all the answers from all the wrong places. Don't talk to BuzzFeed. Talk to Robert Mueller. Don't talk to your friends and them. Talk to the person you got beef with. Get it settled. Stop being out here like the Democrats. Wait for the special report to come out. All right. Last Underdog unavoidable news story of the week. People on the march. Women are on the march. Yesterday was the third edition of the Women's March. And that was happening all across the country. And Terry Lynn, just curious, what happened with the Women's March? Like turnout or some quick facts about it? What was going on yesterday related to the Women's March?
So the turnout was much smaller, and I think it was more because of the weather. And also there were controversy over the march being anti-Semitic. And that was sparked by Tamika Mallory. I don't know if you saw, but she was on The View the other day.
Yes.
And they kind of hounded her a little bit in the interview about her meeting up with Farrakhan. And she basically said that although he had said negative things about Jewish people, she wants to make it a point to enter difficult spaces in order to bring unity and understanding, you know, to the march and get more people on the same page.
Cool. And what about you? Are you feeling the Women's March? Not feeling the Women's March?
I am feeling the Women's March, and I like that it's just sparking more conversation about unity and gender equality and just having everyone more on the same page in this society, especially that when we have someone running a country where he seems to be very divisive with people, the march kind of brings everybody together.
Yeah, Underdogs. How you feeling about the Women's March? We're now into year three of it. Are you all for it, or you're like, nah, I'm good? Let me know. Terry Lynn mentioned that one of the premises or policy agenda items is about equality. Mm-hmm. A couple other agenda items that the women's organization is about, the Women's March, is ending violence. They're talking about reproductive rights. They're talking about LGBTQIA rights, workers' rights, civil rights, disability rights, immigrant rights, and environmental justice. So we shall see what happens when we get to year four. And you mentioned Tamika Mallory. Mm-hmm. I do want to at least play one clip in reference to what you talked about, the View appearance and so forth. She was there yesterday, of course, and this is one of the things she had to say.
To all my sisters, I see you. To my Muslim sisters, I see you. To my Latina sisters, I see you. To my Asian sisters, I see you. To my disabled sisters, I see you. And to my Jewish sisters, do not let anyone tell you who I am. I see all of you. I see you and I hear your pain. Whether you are a doctor or a sex worker, or one of the 800,000 furlough workers who have not received their paychecks, I see you.
I see you, Tamika. With that, any comments on the Facebook Live?
So we have a comment from Robert. He's writing from New Delhi, India.
Okay.
Yes.
Shout out Global, keeping it global. Underdogs all around the world.
And in terms of what you were talking about BuzzFeed, he said, common misinformation. Know the news reporters lose credibility when they're fed false or partial truths. Then it confuses who the public can trust.
Remember what I said? I said, stop listening to Ralph, Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. I said, listen to Robert. And in this case, people thought I was talking about Robert Mueller. I was actually talking about Robert Johnson, who just gave us a comment on the Facebook Live. Shout out to Robert. Appreciate you checking in from New Delhi. Any other comments from the Facebook Live?
Mika just wanted to know what the topic was for today. She's all ears. She's ready.
Yeah, well, you know,
stated earlier.
One of the topics is,
I ain't passed the ball, but I know a little bit enough that you want to legally.
It's episode 99. And today we're talking unavoidable news. We're also going to talk about the under the week, which is unlearning some undergrad stuff. And then Underdog Spotlight, we got Dustin O'Dell, founder and CEO of Eavesdrop, stopping through to talk about the grind, the hustle, and the fun of starting a business and launching it. And we'll get into all of that today. With that, let's wrap up the unavoidable news. The government's still shut down. Underdogs, let's start working on our side hustles and our multiple streams of income, because what's happening to those 800,000 workers could happen to any of us with our employers at any time. And so it helps to know that we got a plan B, at least to bridge us to better times. Also, stop talking to Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Robin Johnson. Wait for Robert. Either Robert. Robert Johnson or Robert Mueller. Stop getting into things and gossiping with folks who don't have the answers. Go directly to the source. Mm-hmm. And I want to say to all the underdogs, keep marching. It's tough out here, right, for us. And it's tough out here, especially for women. And I am in support of things that help move underdogs forward. I'm in support of things that help push us in the right direction. Especially when we think of there still are R. Kelly victims who aren't getting listened to. There are folks like Dr. Blasey Ford from last year being dismissed with the Brett Kavanaugh stuff. There's people out here still talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, how she looks instead of her policies. And some people still don't know who Tarana Burke is. So I'm all for things like the Women's March and other organizations and other people who are trying to push things forward. So guess what, Tamika and folks out there marching? I see you. And one last thing I'm reminded of, because people are a little uncomfortable about some of the people in the coalition. There's an old civil rights quote, and the civil rights activist is unknown, but it goes, you don't have a coalition if you're not uncomfortable with everybody in your coalition. If you're comfortable with everybody in your coalition, meaning if you just got a bunch of people all think alike, all like your group is small. If you got to have a coalition, you got to have some folks that might, you know, make you a little uncomfortable, but all moving in the right direction. And that is a wrap for the unavoidable news of the week. But I can't stop there. There's one other thing I got to share because I'm thinking about civil rights. Unfortunately, someone would have turned 90 this month. And also next week, we will be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King. And for a lot of folks, they'll have the day off and the holiday. And I just want to play a quick clip of him as we remember the great man that he was. And also a shout out to all the protesters and freedom fighters of today, because I don't know if a lot of people remember this because he's so well liked now. But according to lots of studies and polling back in the 60s, 7 out of 10 Americans disapproved of the man we celebrate today. And so shout out to all the protesters and freedom fighters who work today, who are again also kind of not liked, but they're doing the right work, the just work. And I don't want to wait for history to thank you. I want to thank you now. And I want to play this clip of Dr. Martin Luther King, which is especially appropriate as we talk about economics, as we talk about race and how we move forward. Because unfortunately, some of the things he says in this clip are still true today. Shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King.
What is it about the Negro? I mean, every other group that came as an immigrant somehow, not easily, but somehow got around it. Is it just the fact that Negroes are black?
White America must see that no other ethnic group has been a slave on American soil. That is one thing that other immigrant groups haven't had to face. The other thing is that the color became a stigma. American society made the Negro's color a stigma. America freed the slaves in 1863 through the Emancipation Proclamation of Abraham Lincoln, but gave the slaves no land or nothing in reality, and as a matter of fact, to get started on. At the same time, America was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that there was a willingness to give the white peasants from Europe an economic base. And yet it refused to give its black peasants from Africa, who came here involuntarily in chains and had worked free for 244 years, any kind of economic base. And so emancipation for the Negro was really freedom to hunger. It was freedom to the winds and rains of heaven. It was freedom without food to eat or land to cultivate, and therefore it was freedom and famine at the same time. And when white Americans tell the Negro to lift himself by his own bootstraps, They don't look over the legacy of slavery and segregation. I believe we ought to do all we can and seek to lift ourselves by our own bootstraps. But it's a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. And many Negroes, by the thousands and millions, have been left bootless as a result of all of these years of oppression and as a result of a society that deliberately made his color a stigma and something worthless and degrading.
Shout out to Dr. Martin Luther King. Rest in peace to him. And, you know, one of the reasons why we do what we do here at Underdog Stuff is to continue to explore how we find ways to keep coming up and coming back. Because, you know, like you said, it's hard to pull yourself up by your bootstraps if you don't have boots. But we keep trying to find ways to do it. With that, I want to give just one quick update. I've gone back to school. And I started class on Thursday, and, you know, like most people, there was a study that said 92% of people don't achieve their New Year goals. 92%. Most of us say we're going to do something, and we don't do it. And back in the 90s, I said I was going to finish school. Didn't do it. 2000, didn't do it. 2001, didn't do it. 2002, 2003, didn't do it. 2010, didn't do it. 2011, didn't do it. But this year, I'm doing it. I'm back. But that doesn't mean I don't have some self-doubt every now and then, some old fears popping their head up. So I was in class, operations management, on Thursday, and I was the last one in class. We had an in-class assignment. It's like 70 students in there, and they were like, you can leave once you're done the problems. I'm writing, trying to figure stuff out. I'm looking around. People leaving. I'm still here. People leaving. I'm still here. People leaving. I'm like, I'm the last one in class. And then that old hater on the inside of me started coming up going, this was a bad idea. You shouldn't have came back. You're not smart enough to be up in here doing this work. You should be out. And then the other side of me is like, no, but I'm committed. I'm ready. I'm back. And so I know that I'm not the only one who every now and then has a little bit of self-doubt when we're trying to go back and do something and complete something. But the cool thing was I stayed, I finished, and I found a bright side in it. I got to actually stay after and talk to the professor, tell him about my situation. And there was one last student who was there with me who I got to help, and we shared like our thoughts on things, and then we moved on. And so the cool thing was I got over that initial fear of like, maybe I shouldn't be here. Mm. And the cool thing is I powered through. And so the truth is doubt and being in feelings is going to happen for me. It's going to happen for you. But the cool thing is we get to pick whether it's I'm not supposed to be here or whether it's like I'm here and I'm committed to finishing. And the cool thing is I'm going to stick to my commitments over my feelings, no matter what happens over the next couple weeks, months, and semesters. Underdogs, let me know what's something that you have on your bucket list to finish that you're going to be making happen in 2019. I know what mine is. Let me know what yours is. We're here for episode 99, Start, Stops, and Pivots Part 2. And today, the Underdog Spotlight, we have a special guest, Dustin O'Dell, founder and CEO of Eavesdrop. And he's going to stop by to talk about the hustle and the grind and the fun of startup life. He has been in the New York startup scene since 2011, where he was the sixth employee at ad tech firm AdTorrent. And he started Eavesdrop in early 2017 and officially launched it last month. And just in case you're wondering, Eavesdrop is a new social music app that lets people go live with their favorite music, allowing friends and others to join in and listen together in real time, all while chatting, sharing pictures, videos, and more. Dustin O'Dell in the building.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Hey, man, we appreciate you coming through.
Thanks.
With that, we like to kick off every Underdog Spotlight with one question.
Sure.
When I say the word underdog to you, what comes to mind?
Well, first thing's grit. I mean, I think, you know, coming as an underdog and I kind of grew up that way. Like, I'm from the Midwest, like a small town where, you know, we were always the underdog, whether it was in sports, business, it didn't matter. So I think it's grit and like a certain belief in yourself. So just knowing that even if no one else believes in you or understands what you're trying to do, You can't let that stop you. You gotta keep fighting. So I think grit and belief in yourself, those two things will and keeping a positive like outlook and mentality, those three things.
Yeah, that's a good one. I've seen different studies, and I don't know whether they use the word grit, they use resilience, but it's all kind of the same thing. One of the key attributes that most successful people have is that resilience, that grit.
Yeah.
So that's good stuff to go from underdog to top dog. Now, with that, I was reading your bio, and it talks about you started Eavesdrop in 2017 and then it officially launched last month.
Right.
Before we get to early 2017 and the thing starting, what even sparked this thing called Eavesdrop even being a reality now?
Yeah, there's a few things. I mean, I think all of us too, as we grow up, you know, you play music with your friends and whatnot. But so there's always that. I mean, some of us are older than, you know, I don't know the general listening audience here, but we used to drive around in a car and you'd want to put your song on and you'd want to be at a party and everyone's fighting over the aux cord or what CD goes in the CD player. But the two other things were really, there was a platform back in 2009 called Turntable.fm. And it was basically a chat room where you could go get music and you would play it and you can invite your friends into like these little private chat rooms. So throughout work all day, you know, I had my first job in New York City at the time. All my other friends were back in Indiana. So we would just jump on this and just play music all day. Well, that ended up dying partly for a lot of other reasons we don't have to get into now. But that really stuck with me. I really liked enjoying, you know, sharing music with my friends and being able to just kind of talk about it in real time. The other kind of component too that sparked Eavesdrop was actually watching a LeBron James and Russell
LeBron
Westbrook.
LeBron James!
Yeah. So I'm a big basketball fan, as Greg knows well.
Yes, indeed.
Watching those two on, it's like a Sunday, you know, ESPN always shows them with their headphones on, coming off the bus, warming up. And that day specifically, they were focused on it a little extra. And they were talking about, you know, what they were listening to get inspired. I'm thinking, yeah, what are they listening to? Like, this, I want to know what this is. So I was kind of Googling, you know, searching around for an app that provided that experience, and there was nothing. So remembering, you know, kind of having that feeling and then remembering Turntable, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, I don't see, there's something that can be done here. And I had been in tech for a little bit, so I understood a little bit of the back end. So that kind of, you know, snowballed into me spending nights and weekends thinking about, okay, there's actually an opportunity. There's a gap in the space. Like, there's social side of things, and then there's the digital music side of things. There's nothing in the middle. So how can we make that happen?
So eventually with Eavesdrop, I'll be able to know what LeBron is listening to on?
Yeah, we have a lot of really good partnerships coming up. We have a lot of big name influencers that we'll be announcing over the next couple, couple months. But I think the first one actually last week, A Boogie did. He jumped on and did an online listening session and had over 1,000 fans tune in real time for an hour. So it was fun to. It was really fun to watch that interaction. That was like our first, kind of marketing activation. So that was fun to watch.
That's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, A Boogie. Yeah, shout out to him. He really did it for it. That was great. And we have a lot more coming. So stay tuned for the names.
Very cool. And there's a lot of underdogs listening now who have side hustles or
yeah.
thinking about maybe leaving their job to start mm-hmm. something, but they haven't started just yet.
Yeah.
And they probably are worrying about this and worrying about that. If you could, take us back to 2016,
mm-hmm.
before you started this now 2-year journey of Eavesdrop. What's something that you worried a lot about?
Mm-hmm.
And then now that you're in it, you're like, why was I even spending so much time on that? And then we'll then follow that up with, what's something you didn't worry that much about mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, snap, I'm in the midst of this and I should have been working on that well before I started this company?
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a lot of this, a lot of answers there.
So underdogs, just know, Dustin may share one, but there's a bunch of these moments that are going to happen through the journey.
For sure, for sure. I'd say the first and foremost is create value. So like focusing on the value itself is the thing you should be worrying about. And I know, and it's hard to say that I regret thinking about it, because part of that is the learning experience.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, I would say the number one thing is don't worry about perfection. Like, do your homework and know everything that you can know, but don't worry about perfection. I think that stops a lot of people, even including myself at times, because you're afraid of what someone's going to say. And people are like, oh, like, you know, when you're especially when you're starting out, it's like, you're nobody. We're still nobody in the big scheme of things. But the one specific thing I think we focused on and we laugh about it now is when we first started the company, like, we thought we had to have this marketing video. Because so a couple people mentioned it to us, and like, this is the first time I've done a social music app, and I've seen marketing videos. I was like, that makes sense.
Yeah, what's your mantra? What's your trailer?
We should have this. So we spent a lot of time and money trying to create this marketing video, and it turned out well, and thankfully we had a lot of friends help out. And then no more than a few months later, we kind of changed the premise of the app, changed the color, the name, the logo, and just kind of, because we didn't have the value right. We were focusing on some external things. Like, focus on the value to your consumers, get that down, get those first few 100-200 customers or users in the door, figure out what it is that is actually driving the value, then build out some of these other kind of more forward-facing marketing tactics, because then you'll be able to speak to the value even more. Like, we knew kind of what we wanted to build, but we were still waiting on users to like give us that proper feedback that's exactly right. So I would say don't focus too much on that external stuff. Just keep nailing the actual value that you're providing and simplify it as much as you can.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because oftentimes people reach out to me about starting a podcast
mm-hmm.
and they want to work on their reel
mm-hmm.
and they want to work on their promo clips. And it's like, who's your podcast for?
Yeah.
What problem are you solving for?
Mm-hmm.
What's your point of view in the world? What's your content plan? Once you got that, we can make it look good, but it's hard to make stuff
for sure
be compelling to people without that core.
Mm-hmm.
So it's awesome you mentioned that. And then the perfection thing is wonderful, because today's theme is start, stops, and pivots.
Yeah.
And one of the premises of pivoting is to constantly be experimenting, seeing what works and what doesn't,
mm-hmm.
and then make adjustments from there. So if you want to be a perfectionist, is entrepreneurship for you? Tell underdogs out there, if you are a perfectionist, is entrepreneurship the place you should be?
Not unless you can change that, but no, it's not. It really isn't. And it's going to drive you crazy, because that oftentimes it's your ego, right? That's where kind of that perfectionism is drawn. There's one thing to want to be good at it and do the right things, but perfectionism comes from, I think, people not want, they're afraid what other people think. They put something out there and they're scared that it's going to have this negative reaction, that people are going to be like, and all those other people who are hating and whatnot, they're just kind of, they're mad that they didn't have the guts to try it oftentimes. And so they want to sit up in the stands and talk about the players. It's like, can't worry about that. If you want to do it, you just got to jump in, go be a player, figure it out. And go, again, do your study, prepare. That's not to say you shouldn't prepare, but don't worry about being perfect, because you're not going to be. Trust me, we've made so many mistakes, but you learn from them and learn quick is the thing that I would say. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, we were talking about some things you worried about, some things you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
You have the A Boogie thing going on.
That was fun.
Got the nice hat on. See stuff posted on social media. Yep. It must be fun being a founder and CEO.
Yeah, wait, for sure. It's the thing. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sure it is fun. But just for folks who may think it's all fun and games, has there been one signature challenge or moment where you're like, this is harder than I thought. Maybe I should try something else.
I would say it is on the same token, the most fun you'll have and the hardest time you'll have, for sure. Like the both of those. And you just got to be willing to like not get too high on the highs, enjoy them, you know, pat yourself on the back real quick, but then be ready because you know that that other side of the coin is gonna drop. The other shoe is gonna drop soon, and then be able to get through that. But I'd say the hardest time actually was fairly recently. So the prior startups I'd had, I was an early employee, but not the founder. So there's a lot more responsibility that comes with that you can only know once you're in it. And I think it was actually Halloween this year. We had some situations where we were trying to raise more money. And a couple of the investors we thought were going to come in with some money decided not to. We had a couple bugs that we had to push delay. You know, we had to push back the release of the app. And then there was a couple other apps that like do similar things. They're kind of competitors, but they started announcing stuff. So it was kind of like we're sitting here, couldn't get money. Product wasn't working. And now people who could potentially be competitors are releasing new stuff. And Halloween night, I remember being like sitting in my room in my apartment just being like, this is okay. This is the down. This is the tough part. I don't think I ever thought about stopping, but you really kind of have to go back to the drawing board. I'm like, all right, we have to pull up the bootstraps or whatever they say. And you have to really like grind through it. And it was tough for probably even through Christmas. Like we got a little couple things here and there that was like a relief in some sense, but yeah, it was a tough 6 weeks for sure. And that's by far been the hardest, 6 weeks of my life in terms of the business side of things, for sure.
And what got you out of it or through it?
Yeah, it's back to what we talked about earlier. It's that grit. It's that persistence to be like, no, you know why you did it. Does your vision, is that North Star still there? Do you still have this belief? So basically what I did, I was like kind of boiled all the way back to like the fun I had when I first started working nights and weekends. So it was kind of like, do I still get excited when I talk about this? Like, do other people still... Yeah, I'd love to know what LeBron listens to. Yeah, I'd love to be able to share music. When you go back to that, it kind of like reignites the reasons that you did it. And so that's kind of what I had to reach back for. And also, too, I always talk about like keep a rigid vision, but be flexible in your execution. Because those types, like you can't just, it's never going to be the way you thought it was going to be. And even if that, you know, and that's okay. Like, but as long as that North Star and that kind of passion to still solve that problem or do whatever it is that you started out to do is there, you shouldn't quit. I do think sometimes there are cases you could argue where the smart person recognizes that we made a wrong decision. We should actually stop this or pivot completely. Yep. So there's not to be said that you shouldn't do that. Just but if that North Star's still there, the passion's still there, and it still looks like the right move, don't quit. It's going to suck, but don't quit.
That's good stuff. Keep on going. And again, the resiliency and the grit comes back and is handy. All right. That's some of the challenges. What's been one of the most fun experiences so far with this whole eavesdrop experience?
Man, well, fun. It's been fun. I'd been in ad tech, right, in marketing and advertising. So that's one side of the world. I'd never, I love music, love entertainment, never been in that business. So getting into this world, like we had a bunch of advisors, like I'm running in and out of like all the different labels. We're going in and out of movie studios and like meeting people, like sitting down, having lunch with Shaggy and then Neo, and then at night we're going out with like, you know, Michael B. Jordan, like we're all hanging out and doing things, and it's like, this is kind of crazy. Like, so you step back and like, okay, this is fun, but again, you can't let it go to your head. Like, even though you're sitting at a restaurant and like everyone's staring at you being like, well, who are these guys with all these famous people, like what's going on here? And it's like, it's easy to, and you should be like, okay, take in that moment, enjoy that moment, but don't let that, you didn't make it. We're not even close. But that's been a lot of fun. It would be, you know, you got to enjoy those fun moments for sure. And then the fun, I'd say probably the ultimate peak of all this was shortly after the kind of A Boogie activation last week. We had over 5,000 downloads in like a couple day span. Watching the communication on the chat of the live chat of that when he did his listening session, all the fans talk about how much they love the experience and being able to like kind of vibe to music in this new way. That was it. Like, you know, obviously the celebrities and influencers help push that, but really we're doing it for everyone. We want people to just have that experience of connecting and having a shared experience in a new way. So that was that first thing we all looked, like my co-founder Marissa and I looked at each other and like, yes, this is what we were trying to get across. We're so glad that validation came in our first kind of activation. So
that's very cool. you know, holler at Terry Lynn and I if, you know, you need people to go with you to those events. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no, hey, I'll let you know. Yeah, we get
so
a plus one.
We can have
one.
Some fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You have to fight over the plus one, though. I'm not picking.
We'll,
you guys.
We'll alternate.
There you go.
I think it should just be me, honestly.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. I see him enough playing ball, so you're right.
Exactly. It'll be
you and I, yeah.
Ladies first. That, take pictures for me.
Yeah.
Some IG Live or share on the Eavesdrop app.
There you go.
So I can at least know what you were listening to while you were doing all that. And speaking of what folks are listening to, I'm a strong believer in that line, every superhero needs theme mm-hmm. music, and I think that includes us underdogs too. And there's something about music, right? It can take us to a certain place, certain emotions,
yeah.
remind us of our visions, mm-hmm. as you talked about earlier, of our goals, our priorities. And I like to find out from folks what's on their theme music playlist.
Yeah.
And so if you had a playlist, mm-hmm. which you could share on Eavesdrop at some point
we
too,
do. Oh, yeah.
what's
this a lot.
Your... What's your top five songs for 2019 that align with what you're out here creating in the world?
Yeah. Okay. I have five. But the first thing I'll say is from a focus, I have kind of two sets. I have like the motivation, like get hype stuff. And then I have like when I'm focusing, like brainstorming or thinking about the business, I have that kind of track list or playlist. And I'll say most often when I go into like the deep thinking, I play The Weeknd's trilogy and just on repeat. And I don't know what it is about like the dark melodic kind of sound, but that for some reason gets me always in the right mind space. And so that's my like focus music. On the motivation side, it's I grew up around outside Chicago in Indiana, but so Twista, Twista's Adrenaline Rush.
Okay,
there's a lot of tracks on that, but Twista's Adrenaline Rush. 50 Cent's early first album, because it was kind of when I was in high school, Patiently Waiting.
Yep.
That's a track. Old Kanye.
Shout out to Kanye. Old Kanye. We miss you.
Man.
Graduation. On old.
yes.
That was
late
the key.
Graduation, late registration. We miss you, Kanye.
Yep.
Yeezy.
So there's a Can't Tell Me Nothing. That's a good one. T.I.'s Urban Legend album. There's a couple off there, but Motivation. You can let that one go. And then obviously another one that's just kind of a little bit clear is the Nipsey Hussle's new one. He had that, I think it was called Dedication, actually. So I know those kind of like words that you would also associate with that.
Okay.
But those are good.
Can will we get to see that playlist if we went on Eavesdrop?
They're in there. They're probably not. But what I'll do is we go back, we'll start working again tomorrow. We'll throw up that, we'll throw a little motivation soundtrack and we'll be live. So if you want to come check it out, throw in some requests of your own, we can talk about what kind of music you get motivated to.
That'll be awesome, and we will share your information with how folks can mm-hmm. get in touch with you before we get out of here today. And for folks listening to the podcast, they can go check that out too. With that, Terry Lynn, I do want to know what's three songs on your Terry Lynn's theme music for 2019?
One song is, I love J. Cole. I'm mm-hmm. a big J. Cole fan.
Yeah, Jay's
so
got some.
Rise and Shine by J. Cole will be one on my playlist. The second one would be by Jasmine Sullivan, Masterpiece.
Okay.
I think that's a good mirror motivation song to just tell yourself, like, you're beautiful, you're special, and to just start your day with that. And the third song is an Afrobeat song, and it's called Secure the Bag by Martin Fields.
Hey, let's get the bag. Let's get the VIP with Eavesdrop, and then let's secure the bag. And what's the other two on your playlist?
Okay, the other one is Love is Stronger Than Pride by Sade.
Okay, oh, look at
I know
you.
Y'all are like, what does she know about Sade?
You're digging in the crates over here.
Yes.
Some vinyls.
I love Sade. And then the last one would probably be Silence by Popcorn. The reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song.
Okay, you got to post these sometime. We're going to figure out where to post that, because these are nice selections mm-hmm. of theme music for you for the year. With that, Dustin, there's folks listening. They want to start their business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say they're in the 2016 version of you.
Yep.
They're about to start. What's at least one tip or something that you remember from that time that you're like, you know, think about this mm-hmm. as you're about to start your journey of launching your business?
Yeah. I mean, it was a big spreadsheet of pros and cons. And everyone's based on what stage of life they're in at that moment. Like, I didn't have a girlfriend, wife, kids, none of that. So that immediately takes off a lot of the big questions. So I think a lot of people out there probably do have those. You just have to really think about it. Like, some people think now is a good time to try it because I have a wife who can support me and I need that. Some people will say, like, I was on the other side where I pushed all that personal stuff to the side. I was like, not because I didn't think it was worth it. It's important, and you want those things. I was like, I'm jumping in something I've never been done before, and I need to have all of my focus. And I know that even if I tried to date anyone or do anything, like, I'm going to be terrible at that because this is my focus. So that would, I would say, definitely just look at the pros and cons of, like, of your life. Like, don't worry about what, I love like guys like Gary Vee and all that, like, and he's usually probably the best at telling you this. Like, look at what your life is like. Don't look at your friends, because they might have had parents that helped them pay their rent. So, like, while it looked like they had, you know, they could make a decision that you can't. Like, I didn't have parents that could support me financially. So, like, I had to make sure that if I was going to do this and it didn't work out, what potentially could was my kind of recourse if that didn't happen. And so I was able to, thankfully enough, through AdTheorent, we had done well enough that I could individually be okay if something didn't happen for a while. So those are all real things. And don't worry about what the next person, you know, what the person next to you did or didn't do. You have to kind of work on your own. And then it kind of comes back to, again, not caring about what other people think. I can't tell you how many people, like, again, we were in a successful startup making a lot of money, and we, you know, and I jumped ship to something. I was like, you're an idiot. What are you doing? You were going to make so much more money next year. And like, all this stability, like, it's a stupid music app. Like, Spotify is going to have that next month. And like, I was like, nah, like, and it's not that you won't think about what other people think. It's going to cross your mind. You just can't let them. You cannot let that dictate what it is that you decide to do. And also, I can't remember who made the quote, but it was like, stack people's opinions next to their merits. Most people that are giving you you're in the stands telling us players how to play. Like, until you've done it, I don't care to hear from you about it. You're in the stands telling us players how to play. Like, until you've done it, I don't care to hear from you about it. And I know it sounds mean, but you can't.
No, it's we talked about one of the things that underdogs get to do is stop listening to people who aren't headed in the direction you're headed.
Yeah.
Right? So people are giving Terry Lynn advice about her side hustle on radio and podcasting, and they don't listen to radio.
Yep.
And they don't have a podcast. Like, so it's like,
yeah.
And another thing folks do is, I always believe they reinforce your grit and resilience.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if someone questions you and you back down, that was your issue with your idea and your determination, not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that keeps coming and you're like, no, I hear you. Thank you for letting me know, but I'm going to keep doing this radio thing if I'm Terry Lynn, or Dustin, like, I'm going to do this eavesdrop thing, but, you know, thank you for playing the game, but I'm gone.
And I had those moments. I had those moments early on where I was like, oh, maybe they're, no, forget that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do this. And I think the biggest one too, people, I even talk to friends, is parents. Parents a lot of times will be like, don't do this entrepreneurial thing. It's the safety thing. And there's a lot of, like, they put a lot of value in, like, the traditional jobs, like the lawyers, doctors, finance, which are great.
Yeah,
there's
or like those government jobs that right now people are laid off for 800,000 people.
Exactly. Yep. And, like, just do your, like, do what's going to make you happy. Like, you can't, even if it's your parents, the ones that you can't do it.
Yep.
You got to follow you.
Dustin, I can't believe it. We are out of time.
Awesome.
How can
Thanks,
folks
guys.
Get in touch with you if they want more Dustin and more Eavesdrop?
I would say head to our Instagram. It's Eavesdrop _ music on Instagram. That's the easiest way to contact us. DM us. Keep following up, and we'll keep pushing.
Hey, man, we appreciate you for coming through. Underdogs out there, thanks for listening. I leave you with my favorite quote. Underdogs, can't nobody do it like you do it. Nobody. Peace.